The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
Now it's time to think and discern. This is Bob Burney Live.
Welcome to the 4 o'clock hour of Bob Burney Live. I think you're going to be very, very glad that you have tuned into this segment today. I have such a special guest on the line with me from Nashville, Tennessee. Every once in a while, I'll have a guest on that if I were to write or to read all of their biography, we would have no time for the interview itself. Martha Bolton was the first female comedy writer for Bob Hope. She has had an incredibly illustrious career. She is the author of over 88 books, including 3 New York Times bestsellers. She is the recipient of a Dove Award, and it just goes on and on and on. Martha Bolton, welcome to Bob Burney Live. It's such a privilege to have you on again.
Well, thank you. It's great to be on. I didn't win the Dove Award. I got nominated, but I didn't win.
Oh, I misread your biography. That's well. Thank you. Thank you for being honest. Did Russ correct you? Correct me? Or Russ is Martha's husband.
Well, see, I would have spent the rest of the afternoon looking around the house for the award. So.
And for full disclosure, Martha and her husband, Russ, have become dear friends of Joy and I.
Oh, absolutely.
They are just sweet, sweet, sweet people. I don't know. We met several years ago and something just kind of clicked, the four of us. And it has been a delightful friendship. But I am so thrilled that Martha is coming to Columbus, Ohio. Coming up on August 6th. Martha, have you ever been to Columbus?
I don't think I have. Not to Columbus. I've been wanting to, and every time we come up there, you know, we go up to Sugar Creek, and every time we come up there, I plan to stop over in Columbus, and we haven't done it yet. So this is going to be great.
Well, we are looking forward to it. And the reason Martha is coming is for our big event, sponsored by WRFD, Shine, a women's evening of praise and hope on the evening of Tuesday night, August 6th. It will be at Genoa Church. These women's meetings have just been phenomenal successes. And Martha, we are just so honored that you can be with us to be our keynote speaker this year.
Well, I am certainly looking forward to it and have a lot to share with the women, and we're going to have a good time.
Well, indeed we are. I'm just curious, what are you working on now? I think that you and Shonda Pierce were working on some projects together, and I don't know what else, but what's going on in the world of Martha Bolton right now?
Well, right now, I do have a project that Sean and I had worked on years ago, and that seems to be coming to fruition here pretty soon. I don't know how much I could share about it, so I probably better err on not sharing yet until she shares. But it'll be fun, and watch for that. Hopefully, probably early next year, I would imagine it will be coming out. But anyway,
well, I don't want you to betray any secrets, but are we talking about something on the big screen?
Well, I mean, I don't know. It could.
It could be. It could be. Do I get written into the script? Do I get a cameo or something? Maybe Joy and I.
That would be cool. That would definitely be cool.
We're Baptists, so we can't dance, but we could do other things.
Well, we're going to get you in something somewhere along the line for sure. So we're hoping that that happens, and it seems like it's going to, and a couple of other things that are in the works, and one project, I've got a book project that I'm really excited about, and hopefully that'll come out in the spring, and so that's been in the works for even longer. I think I started working on that some 30 years ago, and
really,
it got put on the shelf, and then a few years ago, it got interest picked up again, and we're hoping to get it out next year. But the next time you have me on, I think I'll be in a place to be able to share more on both of those items. And we are working now on the next musical for Bluegate Musical. So we just opened A Simple Sanctuary, and that opened in Indiana, and it'll be opening here in, I think it opens in Ohio. I guess it's playing, it opens in August 23rd is when it starts playing, and it runs through November 9th. And then the one we're working on now that will open in November is The Christmas Tree Ship, and that'll run through until after Christmas, December 28th. And so that's, we're excited about that. So
I've talked to some people associated with Bluegate Musicals, and they have said that The Christmas Tree Ship possibly is their favorite of anything.
Cool.
I'm
very excited about it. You know?
And by the way, you will be in Sugar Creek on September 19th, and I believe I'll have the privilege of having you on the program because I'm going to be doing a live remote on that evening. Thursday,
great.
September 19th, you'll be there for... A Simple Sanctuary.
Great. Yeah, I am planning on it, and I look forward to being on your show again.
Well, it will be my honor as well. I've got to ask you just some practical questions. You have done an enormous amount of comedy writing for a lot of people, as well as for your own. You've written books on jokes and so forth. How... Mm-hmm. Martha, how do you force yourself to be funny? You can't always be in the mood to write jokes. How do you write when you don't feel?
I have to force myself to be serious.
Okay.
More of the case, but I don't know. I just have always looked at life just a little bit off with you know where things happen, and I just find the funny in it. This started way back. I mean, I have a book that I wrote when I was 9 years old called No Fun Being Young. So I know it goes back that far where I took a funny view of life. And I just kept practicing it, but not thinking that it would be a career. It was just the way I wanted to live my life. I'd get a joke in my head and I'd say it. And then I'd do it again. And then you get response and you do it again. So you just start going along that path. And then I was pretty interested in like contests and that sort of thing. So if I saw a gag writing contest, I would enter it. You know, like writing the gag for a cartoon.
Yeah.
I did that when I was, I think, 14 years old. And then I got to writing church plays. I'd see a play in church, and I thought, that'd be kind of fun to do that. So I started writing church plays, and I started roasting the pastor like the Dean Martin roast, and had a lot of fun doing that.
And I bet you did.
Yeah. and you learn boundaries doing that sort of thing. You learn, because I'm a big believer not only in having fun, but to make sure everybody in the room has fun. You know, to get up and insult somebody to where they leave in tears, that didn't get you anywhere. You want to have fun. So you learn boundaries. You learn how to do that. And even though it may be funny, but somebody's going to get their feelings hurt, you drop it. You write another joke. You know, you don't go with that.
We're talking with Martha Bolton, and she is coming to Columbus, evidently for the first time, on Tuesday night, August 6th, for Shine, a Women's Evening of Praise and Hope. And tickets are available now, right this minute, at thewordcolumbus.com. the word Columbus.com. Click on Shine. You can't miss it on the homepage. And you can get your tickets now before they sell out. They're incredibly reasonable. And you're going to be able to hear Martha Bolton. We're going to take a break, and we'll be back with more of Martha Bolton. Stay tuned. You're listening to Bob Burney Live.
Talk radio that makes a difference.
Makes a difference.
This is Bob Burney Live.
Welcome back to Bob Burney Live, and it's also my privilege to welcome back to the program Martha Bolton. Martha, our time is going to go so very fast, but I would love for our listeners to hear, how in the world did you get acquainted with Bob Hope? And how did you become his very first female comedy writer? That's pretty heady stuff. How did that come about?
Well, how it happened, I was working as a church secretary, and you see a lot of comedy in the church, so...
Your pathway to writing for Bob Hope was a church secretary. Sure, happens
absolutely.
All the time.
And the church people were just wonderfully encouraging, and, you know, their laughs and all of that was just, you know, made me confident to try. But I never really saw it as a career. I just thought, well, it'd be fun to, you know, write for this person or write for that person. So I started, I got encouragement to proceed with my comedy, that I should do something with it. And so I started sending jokes out to different comedians, and to my amazement, they started buying them, and I'm like, oh my goodness, this is kind of fun. Wow. And so I just continued doing that, and I started writing for different comedians, and Phyllis Diller being one of them, and others that have pretty recognizable names, and kept at it, and I had a lot in common, because the female comedians that I wrote for had, you know, would do housekeeping and children and all those kind of jokes. And but I, also while I was doing the roast in church, I would have a dais of people that would get up and help me roast the pastor. So we'd have 7, 8, 9 other people that I would write their speeches for. And so I got into the head of a lot of people in learning how to write their voice.
Mm-hmm.
And a lot of the humor that I was writing was Bob Hope style, although I didn't realize it. And then I happened to connect with a gentleman who was the creative consultant for Mama's Family, and he encouraged me to write a couple of scripts on spec for Mama's Family, and I did get a call from the producer of Mama's Family that he wanted me to come in and pitch some ideas when the show started up again. And well, the show at that time got canceled temporarily. It ended up coming back, but it got canceled. And so what happened was, is that same gentleman then was also a writer for Bob Hope, and he then recommended me to Bob Hope. So a lot of my career has been through a disappointment, through something that I thought was going to be the door.
Yeah.
And that door got shut, and then another door opened, but I wouldn't have even got to that other door had I not gone through or tried to go through the one that ended up being shut. So I'm a big believer in not giving up. You never know.
Absolutely.
Just because you get a disappointment, it still
well,
happens.
And speaking of open doors, ladies, you have an open door to hear Martha Bolton on Tuesday evening, August 6th. This is going to be at Genoa Church. Shine, a women's evening of praise and hope. This is, I believe, the fourth year in a row that we have hosted this event, and the others have been just incredible successes, and we know that this one will be as well. Tickets are on sale. Incredibly reasonable prices. In fact, you're not going to believe how reasonable the prices are. You can get your tickets now before it sells out. Go to thewordcolumbus.com, thewordcolumbus.com, and get your tickets now. Tuesday evening, August 6th, Martha Bolton will be our featured speaker, Shine, a women's evening of praise and hope. Martha, comedy is in such a poor shape today. Why has comedy become so blue, so dark, so dirty?
I'm not sure, but it doesn't have to be, and I've always believed that.
Yeah.
And if you look back at the old comedians, they never had to do that, and
I
look
know.
At the careers they had.
I know.
They spanned decades, not a few years, but decades, and some 40, 50, 60 years. And there's a reason that happened, is because it was the kind of comedy that you could, your entire family could sit and watch. And that generation grew up watching those comedians, and then, you know, it just kept growing. The generations that would watch those comedians just kept growing. And they had a career forever. And comedians today could really learn from that, because, you know, you can do the shock value, but why? You don't have to.
Right.
And you just end up offending a lot of people that don't want to hear that.
Yeah, well, that's one of the things that we have just appreciated about you and your writing, particularly the stuff that you have done for Blue Gate. None of they clean and wholesome. You laugh till your stomach hurts, and then the next thing you know, you're weeping. And they always have a faith component. They always have a moral, and they're always incredibly entertaining and professional. And
well, thank you.
Joy and I have not yet seen Simple Sanctuary, but we're looking forward to being there with you in September. But Martha will be here.
I'll look forward to, like I said, I'll be look forward to talking with your listeners again and catching up.
And Russ will be with you?
Yes, he will.
Good.
Yes, he will.
Well, we'll look forward.
Better.
We'll look forward to see. What's that?
He just got out of the hospital, as you know. But
yes,
he's doing better. Yeah.
Well, Joy and I didn't know that until you wrote me just a couple weeks ago.
Yeah.
So my goodness,
yeah, we've had quite the year.
Oh, I know. And yeah. Well, anyway, I hope you'll get your tickets right away at thewordcolumbus.com, thewordcolumbus.com. Click on Shine, a women's evening of praise and hope. It's Tuesday night, August 6th. It'll be at Genoa Church, sponsored by your friends here at The Word, AM 880 and 104.5 FM. Well, Martha, it is always just a delight, a privilege, and an honor to have you on the program. We can't wait to have you here in Columbus on August 6th. We're really looking forward to it. And I know you're going to be a blessing and an encouragement and a challenge to our ladies.
Well, I'm looking forward to it, too. And it'll be here before we know it.
It certainly will. And that's why our ladies need to get their tickets today at thewordcolumbus.com. Martha, always, always, always great to talk with you. Joy and I send our personal regards to Russ as well.
Thank you.
All right. God bless you. Martha Bolton, Bobberty Live will continue. Stay tuned.
Three-star General Michael J. Flynn, head of the Pentagon Intelligence Agency, knew all the government's dirty secrets.
He was one of the most respected generals in the military.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to. He understood its funding.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
The explosive new documentary, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, and covers the facts behind this scandal.
Flynn told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire.
I find out the worst enemy that I'm going to face in my life is right here in America. They took my assessment and they wanted me to change it. And I was like, I'm not changing it.
They had to get rid of Flynn.
With in-depth interviews, archival footage, and never-before-seen personal records of the man behind the headlines.
I just felt like I was drowning.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.